WNRN, it's an in-studio session. My name's Steve Hamilton. I'm here with Florida man himself, Selwyn Birchwood. He'll be at the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro tonight. Selwyn, thanks so much for coming out.
I appreciate you having me on, man.
Man, it's great to see you. It's great to hear from you. He's going to do a few songs for us. And why don't we get started with a song right now, if that's okay.
All right, I'm going to do one off of my new album, Exorcist. This one's called I Love You. I love you, baby, like the church loves money. I love you, baby, like Playboy loves bunnies. I love you, baby, like a roster loves pot. I love you like a crackhead loves rocks, 'cause I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby, you's the only one for me. I love you, baby, like a lush loves liquor. I love you, baby, like Instagram loves strippers. I love you, baby, like a wino loves grapes. I love you like an albino loves shade, 'cause I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you, baby. You's the only one for me.
Selwyn Birchwood here in the studio at WNRN. Selwyn, looking at the new CD, you can't but be struck by the songwriting. You are an outstanding songwriter, and I mean that. I mean, you've got topical stuff on there. You've got some personal stuff on there, and humorous stuff, too. I love you like an albino loves shade. I mean, that's an awesome line. When you sit down to write stuff, I mean, are you one of these guys that sits at a table with a pen and a pad, or you just... Things come to you and you go, hey, I'm going to write a song about that. How do you do it?
I'm always in the mindset of trying to think of what a good song would be, what would work for a lyric. And luckily, we do so much driving that I've got plenty of time to be stuck in my own head. And that's what I'm able to come up with. I write the best when I'm kind of not absent-minded, but my mind is cleared while I'm driving. And I obsess about ideas until they're right. And with this new album, I really, I'm never really content, but I was as close to content as I could be with this album. I'm really excited with what we came up with Exorcist. As we got it right now, it actually peaked at number one on the Billboard Blues chart last week. It's number six, I think, again now this week.
Yeah,
but it's been in the
this week.
Top 10 of the Billboard Blues chart for the past 5 weeks, and I'm just amazed, man. So it's a really good thing.
You shouldn't be amazed. It's an awesome CD. It's a really great offering. Don't call no ambulance. Pick your poison. Living in a burning house. I mean, you've just put out some great stuff and interesting stuff. Just you're not resting on your laurels. I know you have a great reverence for the traditional blues stuff out there. I know Buddy Guy was a big influence for you, but Buddy Guy's doing his damn right farewell tour. You know, he's got to hand that off to somebody, and I think you're a good candidate for that. Could you play another one for us?
Yeah, man. Let me see here. I guess I give you the title track off the album.
Awesome.
So. It's called Exorcist. wolf's claw, some dragon's breath, a monkey paw, and a spider web. I got to break this hex. Tell me, what man of rum, sorcery, got me loving you while you abusing me? I must be possessed. So I'm gonna burn sage and the dough pole, salt on the floor. Drive the spirit out. But if this witch steals my will to resist, I'm gonna need an exorcist. Stranglehold, she won't get out of my head. It must be evil bending my knee to kiss her feet so that she can kick me in the teeth. My head's starting to spin, so I'm gonna burn sage and the dough pole, salt on the floor. Drive the spirit out. But if this witch steals my will to resist, I'm gonna need an exorcist. I'm gonna need an exorcist.
Tune. That's the title track to a song in Birchwood's new one, Exorcist. Notice a lot of biblical references in your writing. We've been playing Lazarus here at the station in regular rotation, and an intriguing story of a man who was dead for 4 days and was raised up because of his faith. Why Lazarus? Why did you pick Lazarus of all the characters in the Bible you could have picked?
I was always intrigued by that one, and I always thought that was a cool name, really, Lazarus. But I actually, that's a song that I wrote on my first album I ever tried to record in 2011, and it was called Florida Boy was the name of the album, and that was one of the tunes on it. I didn't have enough money to record the way that I wanted to, but I didn't let that stop me. I got something recorded, but I always liked the lyrics and the way that the lyrics told that story in that song, and I wanted to try to redo it. So on the new album, Exorcist, we did it kind of a more kind of funky, dancey sort of a blues church, I don't know, and I'm really excited with the way it came out. My saxophone player, Reggie Oliver, played all the horns on that one and really took it back home to Louisiana on that one, so I was really happy with it.
Reggie is amazing. I tell you, I've been watching some live stuff, you know, last night sitting there watching some live shows, the Vero Beach show that you did in February.
That was
a great show, man. I just enjoyed the heck out of it, and Reggie was just, man, he's so powerful there with the Barry Sax and that, and that, on that show. I really enjoyed that. I like a lot of these songs of redemption and coming up against the odds, like Underdog and songs like that. You read those lyrics and you listen to the songs, and there's not anybody in the world that's not going to identify with that stuff. It just hits you right in the heart. You know, it just really hits you in the gut. That's what good songwriting is all about. Could you do another one for us?
Yeah, man. Cool. I'll do this one. This is the lead track on the album. It's called I'm Done Crying, man. It's about when you're with that bad relationship and you go through all of those changes and you finally get to that acceptance point and redemption point even, and say, you know what, I'm done crying, man. In a bed of lust, it didn't take too long for you to break my trust. If you wanna give yourself away, that's fine. It's my fault to think you were mine or mine. Guess it's just a matter of time. Well, I tell you one thing, pretty baby, Lord, I'm done crying. Catch you, but now that I'm gone, you only have your arrogance to break your fall. And when you point that finger to blame, you'll see no one cares to share your pain. When you throw all the good people to the flames, there's only darkness to take their place. If you wanna give yourself away, that's fine. It's my fault to think you were mine or mine. Guess it's just a matter of time. I tell you one thing, pretty babe. I tell you one thing, pretty babe. Lord, I'm done crying. I'm done. I'm done crying. I'm done crying.
Awesome. Thanks, Owen, so much for coming out here. Owen Birchwood in the studio here at WNRN. You can check him out tonight with the whole band. He'll be at the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro, Virginia. Come on out. Have some fun with us. I'll definitely be out there. I think they're going to have a packed house. I think it's going to be pretty crowded out there. So I think there's still tickets available. So get on there and come on out and see him. Owen, thank you so much for stopping by today. It's a great, real honor and a real privilege to see you and to hear you here in the studio.
I appreciate you having me on, man. If you want to keep up with the music, I keep everything up to date on my Facebook and my Instagram. It's just at Selwyn Birchwood. And, I look forward to seeing everybody out there at the Wayne Theater tonight, man.
Sounds great. You sounded great, and looking forward to tonight.
Thank you so much, man.